Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes! You know what I was thinking too? Very stupid of the record label to release Beyonce album early in other parts of the world, and then when it leaks, call radio stations to tell people not to play anything off it. Like, what year do y'all think this is? But anyway, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 28th is just a reminder of why in life you have to measure twice to cut once. Okay, what does that saying mean, Uncle Charlotte? Well, used in a literal carpentry sense, it means you should double check your measurements for accuracy before cutting a piece of wood. Otherwise, it may be necessary to cut again, okay? Wasting time, materials, and money, all right? In life, it means you should double-check, triple-check things for accuracy, okay? Because once you make that mistake, there's no going back. And I have two stories for you this morning to back up that statement, okay? Oh, yes, we're doing double donkey duty. One donkey is going to the Central Funeral Home of New Jersey. You already know when a funeral home is involved, and you probably know what the mix-up is. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
Kumi Kim says that her 93-year-old, deeply religious mother's final wish was to have a send-off in a New Jersey church surrounded by her family and friends. So that's what they did in November of 2021. But it wasn't until the casket was lowered into the ground and suddenly pulled back out of a Westchester County grave that they say that the funeral director copped to a huge mistake.
We lost our mind. It was very difficult to think about that, what we have to do.
The funeral home involved goes by two names, Central Funeral Home of New Jersey and Blackley Funeral Home. Its owners have not returned our messages. Kim's daughter says she knew it wasn't her mom when she saw the woman's face at the church.
As soon as they, we,
they opened it, I told her, this doesn't look like my mom.
They say that Central and Blackley staff failed to follow their own policies that include immediately tagging bodies to ensure proper identification. So this week, the family filed a $50 million lawsuit against the funeral homes for the pain and suffering and alleged negligence. They say that the funeral director never told the other family involved about the mix-up, so they did.
Can you imagine? They deserve every damn penny. Cough up the whole $50 million. I'm already dealing with grief, and you're going to traumatize me even more at a time like this? Pay me my money. Okay, I understand funeral homes do this on the regular, but it really pains me to think that funeral homes are just treating people's loved ones like nameless pieces of meat. Even if you don't respect the bodies, respect the feelings that folks have for the people they lost. Not to mention, this is racist as hell, because this 93-year-old woman was Asian, and the person they mixed up with her was 20 years younger than her, so that means she was 73. This plays into the racial trope that all Asians look alike. For that, I think it should be a racial component added to this lawsuit as well. This is what happens when you don't measure twice. Okay, you must measure twice in order to cut once. Central Funeral Home of New Jersey clearly didn't measure at all. Now, my second donkey of the day goes to a 49-year-old North Carolina woman named Christy Jones. Lord have mercy. What did Christy do? Well, she was charged with felony first-degree arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and larceny of animal. What the hell did Christy do? Well, let's go to WRAL for the report, please.
We are learning chilling new details about a house set on fire in Gold Hill.
Well, Rowan County Sheriff's Office, now they tell us tonight that Christy Jones, you see right here, now that she is charged with arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and stealing a dog.
Queen City News Northeast Bureau Chief Sydney Heiberger spoke to the homeowners who say there is more to this story than meets the eye.
According to those homeowners, this is more than a little fire on the front porch. They say this was a calculated and dangerous arson that easily could have turned out deadly. The homeowners didn't want to be identified, but the wife says when she woke up to take a phone call, she noticed the fires. Her husband ran out to help, grabbing the garden hose to try to put out a fire that was deliberately built right next to their propane tank. Only he says someone had sprayed sealant over the nozzle so no water would come out. He says he ran to the pool to get water from there instead, only it had been slashed at least 8 times. Deputies told us a man came to the scene, saying the suspect's description matched that of his ex-girlfriend, Christy Jones.
Christy wanted to set fire to her ex-boyfriend's house, but she ended up setting fire to a house owned by someone else. And she took the people's dog hostage. Okay, in Christy's case, she should have measured twice so she can light once. All right, let me tell you something. If you didn't even know where your ex-boyfriend's house was, then I can guarantee you that wasn't really your ex-boyfriend. Okay, he was just smashing. All right, you thought you was something you weren't. He never brought you to his place of residence because you were never his boo. All right, you went to get revenge and ended up setting some poor family's house on fire for no damn reason. He probably smashed at that location, but that wasn't his house, poor baby. Here's the thing. When we are dealing with irreversible decisions, you know, like burying someone or setting someone's house on fire, we have to make sure to get those right. Okay, but outside of those two situations, we as humans, whether we know it or not, are faced with irreversible decisions every damn day. And it is best to double check than to make a mistake. Okay, that is the moral of this whole donkey. Double check before you do something so you don't make a mistake. Double check before you say something. Okay, you know, before you don't make a mistake, because once whatever energy you on is released to the universe, there is no taking it back. And now you have to deal with the consequences of said energy. And sometimes those consequences are $50 million lawsuits and potential prison time. Please let Remy Ma give the Central Funeral Home in New Jersey and Christy Jones from North Carolina respectfully the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.